With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This show can be found on Podcast DC, the new local app with hundreds of options in local news, health, and, of course, of the DMV region. Download the Podcast DC app to hear all the Empire shows as well as the other great content.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today, I have a special guest as Washington football team tight end Logan Thomas drops by for a conversation. What he hopes to add to his game this season, the players he studied to make himself a better player. His rapport with quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Reaction to tight ends coach Pete Hayner saying he's one of the top seven all-around tight ends in the game. Thomas's contract and how he's getting involved in the wedding venue game. I've seen the pictures, folks. The place is beautiful. All that and more. If you want to get a feel for what happened during minicamp, go back and listen to the three podcasts I recorded during the week. Quick listens. I also have a story up on ESPN.com right now about Thomas and why fantasy football owners can't forget about him this year, even if there are more weapons on the outside for Washington. I do wonder about the tight end position for Washington. There's just not much proven depth, which is one of the reasons they signed Ricky Seals-Jones. I do think rookie John Bates will help. He's not necessarily the rookie they always rave about. There are a couple others who I'd say were ahead of him in that area, but they do feel he can be solid. Samus Reyes' development will be worth watching this summer, but in team settings, it's not as if he's been a consistent target. There's definitely a lot more he has to learn, and that's okay. It was expected. It takes time, and quarterbacks have to also trust him in those 11-on-11 settings. I think Tamarik Hemingway remains someone they feel can help if others don't, but they need Thomas to stay healthy and be productive. It changes things up if they don't have a tight end who is a legitimate threat. Really, in any offense, it's good to have two, but they absolutely need to have that one. I'm also curious to see how slot receiver Adam Humphries and Thomas work together over the middle. Humphries is really good at working off the tight ends on the inside. Humphries will be a key target for them this season, especially in certain situations. That's all stuff to watch develop in training camp. I'll sprinkle more information on things I know and learn over the next few weeks. But for now, let's get to my conversation with Logan Thomas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about a fun new offer from Monkey Knife Fight that can enhance any sports experience, whether you're at a game, on your couch, or in a bar. It's a daily fantasy sports league that is easy to play. You can sign up on monkeyknifefight.com using promo code JKR and play games such as More or Less. Will an NBA player score more or less than a listed point total? You can do the same in baseball. Will a pitcher have more or less strikeouts than a given amount, etc.? It's fun, and every Friday it's Home Run Derby. Bet on three guys who had home runs that night. All three hit one, you share in the prize pool. Every week, you can participate in their Eagle Eye jackpot based on the PGA Tour. Choose from any sport, from NASCAR to UFC and League of Legends. And of course, once football rolls back around, there will be even more fun prop bets. This is daily sports betting designed for the average fan to use their knowledge and have some fun. Sign up now at monkeyknifefight.com and use promo code JKR. That's promo code JKR. I want to talk about the wedding venue in a couple minutes because I think that's kind of cool. And I saw some pictures and it's gorgeous. So I can understand why you guys are doing it out there. But yeah. I want to start with just for you as a player, where do you feel more comfortable going into a second year with Washington and coming off the year you just had?
For me, it's the first time in my now almost 8-year career that I'll be in the same offense for a second year in a row. And for me, that's huge. I'm not having to learn a new offense, not having to learn a new details or new scheme. So for the off season, that's what made it a little bit easier. But also being around same teammates again, being around people that you trust, people that you understand, and you're just building off of last year, not learning everything completely new. And so that's what's different for me.
So how do you see that? I know we're just in mini camp right now, but how do you see that already helping you on the field? What differences do you see it making for yourself?
Yeah, it's more so like what to expect now. Sometimes I was playing where didn't know what to expect and how to react, but now I'm expecting them to react to me instead of vice versa. So it's really just, you know, picking up on the things that normally you wouldn't think of in certain situations. And now the defense has to react to me instead of me react to them. And hopefully it puts me in better positions to make plays and, make the correct blocks as well.
Are there different routes that you can run now better because of that? Is it more just kind of improving on what you're already doing?
Yeah, I think you can run more routes because you don't have to worry about the old stuff now. You can start building, you can start putting in new stuff and getting a better understanding for the new stuff. And especially with the weapons that we have, that we added, especially, those guys are going to be doing different things than we did last year. And then because they're doing different things, that means it allows me to do different things as well and use everybody's different type of their body and their skill set.
Do you see it already? Because I know you're going against one defense right now. It's your defense. But do you already see a difference with having, and I know Curtis hasn't been out there, but when he was out there, and then you have Diami and you have Antonio can do a few more things. You got Adam Humphries running side. Do you see a difference in what it might allow you to then do?
Yeah, I think it expands the field. And anytime you can make it a defense expand and have to play more zone, and it makes it easier on the offense because, sometimes zone doesn't get as sticky as man, and they're not just sitting there. You can find holes, and also it opens up for the run game. So I think it's good for our offense. It gives us a chance to, be level, be balanced, but at the same time spread it out and make everybody play, play into what we want to do.
Now, Pete Hayner was telling us that he said he thinks you're one of the top 5, 6, 7 all-around tight ends in the league. What do you think when you hear that?
It's crazy to think based off of how far I've come and where I started. And, I appreciate those words from him. It means a lot, especially the guys that he's coached over the years. But some of it's a testament to him and how he got me ready to play last year and the things that he does. And, I really appreciate it. I'm blessed beyond belief. A couple years ago, I never would have believed I'd be in the position that I am now. So I'm extremely thankful, blessed, and I'm excited to prove that what he says is true.
Then also, you talked about confidence, and you could see it grow from you. And you just, in training camp last year, all we saw was you making plays in the red zone. It just continued and built. When did you feel like, hey, I just feel like I've got this, I'm going to have a good year, and I'm rolling? When did you really feel that about yourself?
I thought it was probably after week 4, week 5, got my bearings underneath me the first couple of weeks and made a couple of plays. And I was at that point, like my run blocking was fine. And it was at that point, I was like, man, I could really do this. I can really have a good season. And then I think we got to the bye week. And then the second half of the season, I played really well and had a couple more targets, a couple more catches than I did in the first half. And I think that's where the confidence built and how I felt more comfortable moving forward and obviously into the point that I am now. And so as long as I can continue to grow, I don't see any reason for anything to be different going into this year.
Then he also talked about how you were studying film of other guys, especially getting down the field. Who were you studying this offseason? And first of all, who were you studying?
Yeah, so there's a couple of guys that I'm pretty sure everybody in the league wants to study. I think it starts with George Kittle, just because the all aroundness out of that guy is impressive. But then once you go to the pass game, obviously Kittle's in there, but you got to look at the Kelce Waller, those two dudes, because Waller was an old wide receiver too. And you can see like he does things different than Kelce does. Kelce does things different than Waller does. And I think those are the people that you really kind of, if you want to get pass game reads off of, especially from the tight end position, those are the ones that you look at, because we all run the same routes, but sometimes they run them differently. Vegas asked Waller to do things different than a lot of other tight ends, just based off of his pass body of work too, and he's made huge plays down the field. So I think those are the three main guys, obviously, but there's a bunch of guys in this league that play the position really well, and you got to kind of just check on all of them to see if there's something you can't pick up. And I learned a lot from guys in the rooms I've been with over the years that may not have been household names. So I think everybody's got something special that they offer the game.
And you talk about making – is it – will you want to make more plays down the field? Is that kind of a big emphasis of yours now? Or?
Well, I think last year I proved that I made a good amount of plays underneath, and yards per catch weren't crazy, which I could care less what they are as long as I'm catching the ball when it's thrown to me. But, you know, with the guys that we have on the outside, maybe there's a little bit more space on the inside to make plays down the field. So if I can keep speed up and, you know, make some plays down the field, that'd be great as well. But I also know my role. I also know where I fit in on this offense. And I'm going to continue to do whatever they ask me to do.
Is there one thing in particular when you look at a Waller or a Kittle that you say, okay, these are one or two things I can incorporate into my, because you, as you said, everybody's different, but what are one or two things that maybe you can incorporate from what you watched and learned from them?
Yeah. So with Kittle, you can see the quickness in his releases and his second level releases and how he sets people up down the field. Waller's releases, sometimes they're not as quick, which you would expect as a receiver, but they're a little bit more physical, which you would think would be kind of flipped for those two guys. And he uses his length amazingly well. Like, he always puts the defender where he wants them, just based off of like one, two steps. And then, you know, he'll extend a hand, get it to the part of the body that you want to get it to. And then from there on, he puts you where you want him, where he wants you, and he goes and makes the play and is friendly to the quarterback. So it's stuff like that that makes those guys like that special, because the defense knows what they're going to do and how to attack it, but he still does what he wants.
And then with Ryan Fitzpatrick, your first year with him, he's got a lot of weapons around them. He also clicked well with Mike Gesicki in Miami. I think I was looking at like his last 5 years, he's each year, it seems like he's more and more looking for the tight end. What's your rapport with him so far?
It's been great. It's been awesome. Ever since the day he walked in, we've been talking to each other. Hey, what do you like here? Same thing going back here. What do you like? How do you want me to run this? And he's an awesome dude. He's fun to be around. He makes being in the building just that much more fun. And we got a great rapport. We've made a bunch of good plays out here already. I feel the trust that he has in me, and I love it, because he knows that the ball, I feel as if he's throwing me the ball, that the worst thing that's going to happen is an incompletion. So I enjoy just being an outlet for the guy, not only him, but the other quarterbacks, and
right,
because they trust in me.
With Ryan, everybody talks about his sense of humor, and like, how does he keep things loose? Is it just, what does he do?
I don't think that he does anything extra. It's just his personality. That's who he is. He never seems to be too amped up, never seems to be too, you know, focused or in his own head. He just kind of does what he does, doesn't do anything fast. He just does a little stroll wherever he goes and, you know, just cracks his little jokes. He's an old man, so he's got those little dad jokes that are just silly sometimes. And like yesterday, he took a picture of me and Bobby McCain and sent it to a buddy of ours. And so the buddy of ours sent it back, and it just being goofy, just talking trash. And that's just who he is. And he keeps things light, and you know, you kind of need that when you got all this testosterone in this locker room built up.
You got five kids, though. You got to be getting some of those dad jokes at some point, right?
Oh, you know it. You know, I got the corny dad jokes in there. You know, I heard them all from my grandfather and my uncle. So I got a Rolodex of them just like he does. So that's why I laugh when he says them, because I know exactly where they come from.
And I can appreciate that too, as well. Trust me, everybody always talks about too, as you're, as a quarterback, you know, you always hear like, you know, well, it helps that he played quarterback, helps that he played quarterback. Where do you see it helping you the most as a tight end?
Yeah, to an extent it helps. Run game, absolutely none, zero. But pass game, I believe it helps a lot just because I walk up there, I see the shell, I see what the where the alignments are. I'm like, all right, I can expect this coverage. If something happens, then I expect this coverage, and I can react off of that later. So it's just not having to think about, all right, what do I got to do in this route? It's just going and doing it. So to that extent, it's just pass game, but run game, I don't feel like it had any translation.
Yeah,
at all.
I'm sure it doesn't. But I was wondering if it does allow you to anticipate a little bit quicker and to know, you know, the reading the coverages and help you to get to an area.
No question. My anticipation when I see, you know, one high safety versus two high safety versus, you know, where the backer's alignment is, it kind of lets me know what to expect.
Yeah, and then what have you seen from John Bates, Samus Reyes?
Yeah, super impressed with both those guys. Didn't know exactly how they're both rookies. Right. The rookies were going to come in and play, and they've done a good job. And John has done a good job just buying into what Pete has had to say. He's got good run game footwork. He's got good strength. Samus, obviously, his strength is ridiculous. It's just learning the game of football for him. And both of those guys, they got good, like, lateral quickness, which is a lot of what tight end is, and will and want to. And in training camp, I know that they're going to bring out a little bit of that nasty that you got to have to play the position as well. And both of those guys definitely got it. And then, yeah, I'm excited to see what they do beside
us. With Samus, can you tell how much – I mean – he is, again, he's not just learning, he's having transitioned to a new sport. You had to just go from a position. Can you tell? I mean, what are little things that you can tell, like, oh, he's really new at this because I've seen this?
Yeah, a lot of run game is going to be foreign to anybody who's never played the position. So what you don't know on the outside if you've never played it is, you know, they might look like they're outside of you, but within one step, they're going to be hit up or inside of you in the run game. So it's taking the footwork appropriate. Or if they're hit up of you, they're going to be way inside of you when the ball snapped. Like, it's just stuff like that. He doesn't know that that's what's going to happen. And now he's starting to pick it up. And the more he does it, the better he's going to get at it. And he's going to anticipate it better than they do. And with his strength, he's going to be able to dominate them. And if you have anticipation and the strength that he does, I'm not worried about him in the least being able to handle his own.
Last question before I ask about the wedding stuff, but with the contract, first of all, do you take what Pete Hayner said about top 5-7 all-around tight ends and give it to your agent and say, here you go? Or
that's his job, man. That's what he's paid to do, is to go figure all the numbers and do what he does for me. I love being in Washington. I want to be in Washington, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But right now I'm just focused on the season. Excited to see what this offense can do and what this team can do, because I think we're building something special here.
Are you hopeful something could get done before training camp, or do you have any idea?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if they've really had any talks about it anyway. But like I said, if it happens, it happens. Great. If not, man, I'm still going to go be the same guy I've always been.
The wedding venue, why'd you guys want? And just first of all, tell people I believe it's in Lynchburg, correct?
Yeah. So, yep. So
Lynchburg. Tell people about it and why you wanted to do this.
Yeah. So me and the wife are building a wedding venue. Honestly, it's something that me and her, ever since we've met, have kind of had our eye on. We wanted to purchase some land. We ended up purchasing some land a couple of years ago. Got a good view with it. And the reason we did is because we kind of want to find a way to give back to the community. A lot of people go in to wedding. They have their weddings and they go into their marriage going into debt. That's not what we want to do to people. We want to give them the most elaborate wedding that they can find, especially on the East Coast. It's going to have like a California feel. We're going to try to give them the most elaborate wedding they can find, but for a good price. So, and then also a couple times a year, we're going to give away weddings to people in the area, just so, like that's another reason. So sometimes some people can't afford the big, expensive, lavish weddings. But we want to give those to some people. And, you know, my wife's got a kind heart when it comes to that. obviously I do too.
Yeah, I was saying you have to as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's something that is it means a lot not only to me and to her, but to everybody in the community, because that community raised me. It made me who I was, and you know, how I perceive people, how I treat people. And for people who haven't been around me, I'm pretty laid back. I treat everybody the same, whether you're whatever color skin you have and orientation. That's just who I am, how I was raised. And but with this venue, I think it's going to be something really, really special. My wife designed it from floor to ceiling, inside and out, by herself, with a, you know, some the people who had to put the measurements on it. But she's special, and you can go check out the pictures and stuff. It's going to be something.
And where can, is it open for business yet, or when will it be open?
No, we break ground in 2 weeks, and the date of finish is March the 1st. So they'll be, should be looking at spring weddings in 2022. So we're really excited for it and ready to get it done.
And where can they find information on it?
So right now we haven't created the full website yet.
You have a Facebook thing, right?
Right. Brandy Thomas on Facebook, or The Thomas Estate on Facebook. And then again, it's in Lynchburg, Virginia. It'll say Forest, but it's a byproduct of Lynchburg.
Yeah, it looks cool. And I mean, I went out and checked out the photos, and you got the pond there, and you got like the trees with, you know, you can have the lights in there walking. It's almost like walking down an aisle of trees with lights hanging on there. It's really cool. So I think,
yeah, there's four different spots that you can get married on. We got a pond that we've cleared out a whole bunch of trees, and there's like a built-in flat rock, like, or natural flat rock. You can set up a whole bunch of chairs looking down onto the pond. Got the pine tree forest, and then you got your regular chapel hall if you want to do it inside. And then we got a back patio as well, that we have a spiral staircase that comes down to it, and you can get married right there as well if there's some weather. So, you know, we got a little bit of everything going on. We got some taste for everybody's taste.
Yeah, it looks really cool. So I think it'll be a fun venue and fun thing for you guys to have as you continue to grow throughout your, you know, when your career is over.
No doubt. We want to, you know, let your first career make your second career. So we've done a good job with that. And, you know, I got to give a shout out, kudos to my wife, because we wouldn't be done without her.
There you go. Logan, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's up? It's Mike Jones from the Football Jones Podcast. I know you're enjoying your time with the John Keim Report, but once you're done, I want to invite you to come over and check out my podcast. Each week, we take a deep dive into some of the most pressing topics around the NFL. High-profile guests from the coach, player, and front office ranks, as well as the top league insiders. Check out the Football Jones Podcast, another fine product brought to you by Empire Media.
That's it for this episode. I appreciate Thomas joining me, and a hat tip as always to the Washington PR staff for setting this up. And thank you as always for listening. I was quite pleased with how you responded to the minicamp updates, so my guess is those will continue once training camp opens, at least for the first 3 weeks or so when the media is allowed to watch the entire practices. I'll be back this week with two more podcasts, including what every beat reporter thinks about the offseason and the biggest remaining question. And later in the week, a mailbag. It's time I delivered. My rates aren't going up either. Talk to you next time.